When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're listening to the Permission to Stan podcast, where we talk about K-pop. More particularly, what do we usually talk about for K-pop, Haley?
BTS.
Of course we do. And a sprinkle here and there of other little groups and goodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we will actually be going over a newly debuted group as well today, surprisingly.
Ooh.
And, of course, a hint of Genshin Impact and possibly a cherry on top of, anime. That's if we have enough room on the Sunday to put the cherry.
Yeah.
Because I feel like our Sunday today will be fully loaded.
With BTS.
With Super Tuna.
Oh, okay.
So we will start at the humble beginnings of Super Tuna.
Yeah.
And if you have not heard of Super Tuna yet.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Just kidding.
Go to YouTube, just type in Super Tuna and watch the first video that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will be Jin of BTS with his new debut solo song, Super Tuna.
It was so random. Like, no one expected it. No one knew this was coming. He just dropped it on his birthday.
Shang-Chi! It's like a minute long,
yeah.
If not less or more.
Yeah.
He has a dance for it. He has overalls, and it's about a tuna.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi, I believe.
Chum-Chi.
Chum-Chi means
tuna.
I said Shang-Chi, the movie.
Close enough.
Chum-Chi is what I believe means tuna.
It
or
does.
Super tuna, something.
No,
because
he goes soup. Chum-Chi.
Okay,
so it means super tuna.
So chum-Chi is tuna,
mm-hmm.
Which I am deathly allergic to. So I shame on Jin for first off making a song about tuna, my kryptonite, the thing that will kill me in this world.
It was so funny because I told Joko, I was like, oh my god, Jin, your bias just made a song about tuna, which is the one thing that can kill you.
How dare you? And I'm really still hurt, Jin, mm-hmm. Because... Let's also talk about day three. We went to day one, and
mm-hmm.
we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
We went to day three as well.
Of the concert.
Of the BTS PTD on stage concert here at
mm-hmm.
SoFi in LA. And we were on the floor.
Yay.
The mysterious world of the floor.
Finally got to experience
the area that we were staring at from the 200 seats in day one.
Mm-hmm.
So we experienced it ourselves. It has like a separate entry line. Which makes no sense because by the time you get in, you're still in the same general area as everyone.
Oh my god, can I talk about that stupid walkway?
What? Oh, yes.
The one
I'm going to talk about that.
I don't understand.
So first, we're in a general area where everyone else comes in, but you have a separate line. The one big difference is, obviously, to get on to the floor area, it's its own kind of big like area. So it's you need to have a separate entrance to get down there in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So they have guards or whatever,
security
kind of checking your band. So if you have tickets or seats technically
for the floor. They give you an arm, like a wristband.
Right. And the wristband that you have, is the ones that we had, was like a pink sparkly SoFi one.
Yeah.
So you just kind of flash that and then it shows that you have floor. So they just let you pass through.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So you're kind of casually walking down, like it's like a slope, like a, you know, it's
ramps.
An inclined ramp.
It's
an inclined ramp, a concrete ramp.
Yeah.
And you go down, it's like a little tunnel. Then you turn left, and as soon as you turn left and you look more inside of the tunnel, you see you enter the stairway to hell.
It's not even a stairway. It's just ramps.
It's a ramp to hell. It's literally like...
We went down like 10 floors more.
If you imagine a spiral staircase, imagine this like at the level of a ramp and it's rectangular.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 or more levels or floors.
I felt like I was like, is the floor low?
It's pretty high from where
we were.
That's
crazy.
But the slope is so like, it's not super steep. Inclined. That's why felt like we were walking through purgatory.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like going down and going back up, because we have to, that's the only way to go to the floor.
There's only one entrance.
There's no escalators. There's no elevators. I'm sure they probably use it for emergencies, but for everyone else, there's literally no other way except going through this like purgatory non-stairway to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it wasn't shit, to hell.
It was, I guess, it was stairway to heaven. That kind of blew my mind, like how long that was. It like you don't know what to do. It's like it feels like you're just walking like a walking dead zombie endlessly, like aimlessly for like a good 20-30 minutes.
I don't know, like when we were going down it seemed really long, but then when we were going back up it was even worse, just because everybody on the floor was going up. And it felt like we were just, like, herding cattle.
Because everyone was going up at the same time compared to, like, going down to the floor. Because everyone probably came at different times.
Yeah.
So, it was really bad. That's why, I don't know. They need to do something about that.
They need multiple exits for some reason. I feel why like that's is that not
the
safe.
Why was that the only way to get in? There I had don't to know. Be some other way. Either way, that was the worst part of the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Except there was like random like BTS song lyrics like on each level, right?
All right.
Like even like some random ones like C.
Yeah.
Like it was really weird.
Like Spring Day, of course, Permission to Dance, Microcosmos.
So there was that, and I think it was as soon as we got you, once you realized there's no more incline, and you knew you were finally at like the base level, and you walk out where like the sports teams walk out onto like the stadium like floor.
Right.
It was so crazy. It was so cool. Surreal.
Mm-hmm.
Like just like kind of looking up and seeing the crowd in the whole stadium and the light sticks, people going around still figuring out their seats, going to the bathroom, getting
yeah.
food.
When we got to our seat, I realized like just how close we were going to be.
Yeah.
When you look down from like the other levels, you're like, oh, like. It doesn't seem that far.
Yeah, you're right.
But then when I was there, I was like, oh, holy shit. Like, it's right there.
Like, yeah, that's an interesting topic. Because, like, I think sitting from the 200s where we were the first day, when we saw the floor, I was like, oh, they're pretty close. But it didn't seem too far. Then when we got to our seats, we were in B1, right? Row 14 or 13?
Row 10.
Or 10?
Yeah.
And, it was insane. The magnitude of, like, how close we were.
Right.
And obviously during the whole show, we were pretty damn close. It was so cool being able to see them. You know, we were close enough where like the confetti was raining on us.
Mm-hmm.
When RM was like shooting everyone with like
the confetti cannons. Yeah.
So it was such a wild experience to be a part of. And it was like this whole weekend is a historic weekend. So it doesn't matter if you're on the floor, if you're in the 500s, the 300s.
Yeah, if you attended any of the shows in LA, I feel like that will go down in history.
It's like the first
concert after COVID, basically.
And the interesting part, too, I think, was that we, like, each day, because we really found out that day two had a couple different songs.
Yeah.
We were worried that day three would be kind of a repeat of day one.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like groups of two, right? You would think. But no. We got lucky.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because for day two they performed Spring Day, which
and
is
Haley
like
was devastated.
I was so sad. I was like, dang it. I was like, we're not gonna get Spring Day. And oh my God, when they freaking performed Spring Day for day three, my knees like buckled. I felt like I was gonna collapse.
It's because she's like a grandma. And there was something else, right? I think they performed another song too as well. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
For us.
Because I know they did Save Me, right?
Yeah, they did Save Me.
Which is awesome because I was like one of my favorites. So I saw it twice.
Yeah,
you saw
did.
Day one. But I'm not complaining at all because I really love Save Me. That's like one of my top five BTS songs for sure.
Right. I think because like for day two they did I'm Fine.
Right.
Yeah. But then, what did they do? Did they do Young Forever, I think?
For us? Probably.
Yeah.
And the other interesting thing that was pretty crazy was, in a sense, we technically did not get the special guests, right? Day three, like, because day two had Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
And then
day four
was insane. Chris Martin from Coldplay was there himself.
They did My Universe,
which they did not perform on any other days.
And Microcosmos.
And one of Haley's other songs.
Fucking pissed about.
I'm so sorry about your Microcosmos.
I know.
But don't worry, because day three... We had J-I-M-I-N. This is my name. We had that Jimin.
And we also had Squid Tay.
The legend himself. The Squid Tay.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember when he popped up on the screen, and you could kind of see it. He was wearing pink already, or purple-pink, that tracksuit, right?
It was red.
Or red.
Are you colorblind?
No, it's like a fuchsia red.
Yeah, I guess it's like a pink red.
Okay, see? Yeah. I'm not saying it's like pastel pink. Okay. It's like a dark...
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Like a crimson red.
Actually, like, even... from Squid Game, like the show, it's hard to tell, like, in different lighting, their tracksuit look either like a hot pink or like a red,
right?
Depending
on the
lighting.
I saw.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm not colorblind.
I saw a red mainly.
And what was crazy was, like, because he was just wearing it, and then everyone kind of had their hunch. A lot of people in the audience were like, wait a second,
this is Squid Game,
this is like his last, this is like when before they're about to their encore, yeah. Right, when they're about to like end it soon. And then like the camera zoomed on him, and then he pulled up the square mask. Everyone went nuts.
Yeah,
it was a surreal moment.
Because they were singing Spring Day when it happened.
Yeah, that's
right.
I forgot.
In my videos, I'm just screaming. I'm like, oh my
God. You can't really even hear anyone singing except for Haley screaming on her video.
No, that's not true.
But yeah, so it was so cool. I remember them singing that and everyone went even like more nuts.
But then like I remember too, like in Spring Day, and then I guess Jin somehow got a hold of Tae's mask, and then when it was Jin's turn to sing, remember he put the mask on.
He was singing with the mask on.
Next to V.
I have that. That video.
Yeah, me too.
So if you want to...
I taped all of Spring Day because that's my
favorite. I feel like we filmed most of it too. We just haven't uploaded. There's just too much to upload.
Yeah.
But if you want to check out that one, I know I for sure uploaded it on our Instagram. And also we have like a TikTok that we both just like kind of have fun. I update the Instagram when we have new episodes such as this. But I didn't do it last week because we're so busy. But besides that. Yeah, so check it out on... I think it's Permission to Stand podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe on TikTok and on Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you want to check it out, you could follow us, give us a like, follow, and check, subscribe, whatever the heck you do. And
I think it's just follow.
But yeah, you could check it out because I think that's actually one of the like second or third most recent things I uploaded next to J-I-M-I-N, which I took a lot of time to edit.
Oh, yeah.
So please appreciate it.
My name is Jimin.
This is my name.
This is my name. He's so cute.
He's like a little dog and a little kid, and RM is like a proud parent.
I know. He's like...
My toddler just learned how to spell name.
He's all like, hey guys, Jimin wants to say do something. And then he spells his name.
J-I-M-I-N.
That is my name.
There was just so much going on, even though we didn't get special guests. So I really appreciate it.
Halsey was there, remember?
Yeah, they panned over the camera. Mm-hmm.
After they did Boy with Love. She
looked so good for someone that just had a baby.
Yeah.
She looked like she could perform. I don't know why she did.
Yeah, her stomach was all flat and everything.
Flatter than mine for sure. her stomach's probably smaller than mine even when she was pregnant.
My gosh. Yeah, but she was there and the crowd got excited when the camera panned.
I think she
got
emotional too. She was like super happy was going to cry, I think.
Yeah.
Then I think they saw her after the performance
took pictures with her.
But that was really cool. I really wish, like, she seemed she was concert ready, to be honest. She should have just ran to the stage. But yeah, that was, I guess you're right. We did kind of see a little glimpse of that, even though she didn't sing. So it was super cool, though. And man, I mean, if you haven't been watching all the different stuff going on, it's been insane.
I feel like when you go to the concert, you can't see everything that's happening. So you have to follow all these other people's accounts or like just scroll through Instagram and you're like, oh my God, this happened during the concert. Because I didn't know that Jungkook's freaking shirt ripped on the first date.
Oh, that's true. It's like a lot of these things you would never have known.
Oh, and even then when you're there. Those people that are like on the side of the stage where BTS exits. Remember, they were just taking off their shirts.
Yeah.
And I was like, we wouldn't have seen that if they didn't film it. So I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
They were just like stripping.
Topless
And
BTS
I feel
members.
Like each day that progressed for like day four, Jungkook kept taking off his shirt like earlier and earlier until he, like, he was on stage and still took it off, basically.
That man. He knows what he's doing. He knows
even Jimin with his fucking nipple. I feel like
he's nip slipping all over the place.
I was like, how can you not tell? Because, like, there was this video of him that he looks down, I think, because Tae was like, oh, like, you're showing too much. And it's like, he looks down and he's like all smiling. It's like, he knew what he was doing. Come on. Yeah,
like,
on.
He was like, he knew his nipples.
He's
there.
Like, oh. He's just like,
his little chocolate chip nips.
I know, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just so much to take in. And you know what's the crazy thing? Between, because they had like a 3-day break, right? Was it a 3-day or 2 days?
I think 2 days, yeah.
Between day two and day three. Mm-hmm. Because back to back was day one, day two. Back to back, day three, day four.
Yeah, it was like
Saturday,
four. Sunday, and then Wednesday, Thursday.
So they had like a 2-day break. Come to find out, on the day right after their first back to back, this man that made Super Tuna made Super Tuna. Because
yes.
First off, we did not know this because Super Tuna came out very recently.
December 4th.
And yeah, that was after the everything was done, basically. But there were pictures of him eating funnel cake and wearing Superman like a cape.
Cape, yeah.
Because he was at Six Flags on day three.
Yeah.
Like after back-to-back performances,
right.
he went
took
to
the staff
Six Flags.
Members and then that's it.
He went to a theme
went
park,
to Six Flags.
Had fun,
but he also made Super Tuna.
And you know why we know this?
Because
if you double check. Obviously, the Super Tuna video, and you look at what he was wearing for Six Flags, which I should tell everyone here, that Six Flags funnel cake picture, we made a poster and a t-shirt for day three.
Did.
We were ready. So me and our friend Elise were wearing the gin, I would call it the gin funnel cake Six Flags photo.
But what's even more funny is that Jin was wearing the Super Tuna shirt. And you didn't know how epic it was until that freaking
until
music video.
Until the video
came
out. It was the same shirt. So that means this man, during the day, filmed Super Tuna and did that already.
Like Santa Monica, right?
Yeah, beach. Like in the beach area. Mm-hmm. The same day he went to Six Flags, which I have no idea how you're able to do all that in one day.
What's even more funny is that he probably freaking made that shirt that day as well. He went to Target.
With his sharp, he used Sharpies to make the design of the white shirt. And then, because you see the overalls, it matches everything from the pictures in Six Flags. Then you see the whale that he danced with. We come to find out it's like a dog toy, dog chew toy from Target.
Right.
Which is now sold out everywhere.
Which we bought two
We bought like the last two from our local Target. And I saw this morning people were reselling it for like $35, $40.
Get the hell out of here. It's like only
$8.99.
$8. I think $7.99.
So, if you want to try to check out your local Target store before it's already gone, then there you go.
What I find funny is probably the makers of that toy are probably like, what the fuck? Like, why are our sales going up for this freaking
like,
toy
what
all
the
of a
hell
sudden?
Is this? Like, oh man, this must be the best dog toy people have ever received.
Like,
or
all
gotten
of a
for
sudden, it's just like sold out everywhere because of Jin.
To be super specific, if you are going to look for this whale toy, it is, it's called Bark Blue Whale Dog Toy. Moby Lick. I'm looking at, I did not know it said Moby Lick.
That's even better.
That's
I love it even
very
more.
Very X-rated.
Moby Lick. Lick. For the dogs only, guys.
Lick Moby. Just might as well name it Moby Ligma.
Oh my
Ligma
gosh.
Ligma balls.
But the thing that I just find funny is because I can imagine Jin going to like one of the Targets in probably freaking Santa Monica and buying all this shit.
Oh. He's probably getting super excited. If not, maybe sent like an assistant or
maybe.
Something.
Yeah, probably his assistant.
But they made that choreo and the video, like I'm sure they probably had it and someone edited it really quick, but he had to record the song. All that stuff had to be done. What is this, all on his day off right after? So was he like, did he know he was gonna do this?
Yeah, he had it planned, I'm sure. Like he's just, like, when I go to LA, I'm gonna film a Super Tuna
he
video.
Loves LA. I mean, he's the only member that said he
wants to move here. Yeah,
you can move into our guest bedroom any day, Jin. That's from me and Haley.
Yes.
So I mean, it's just been really crazy. Like they've been doing their things, their own things, and particularly Jin, because he's like the oldest one,
I know.
You would think he had the least amount of energy, but this man is like the one always going out and doing
like,
crazy
stuff. I wonder what all the other members are doing. Probably like resting. While
Jimin falls doesn't wake up till apparently 2 p.m.
Yeah, so he's
after watching
sleeping.
The soup. So and of course maybe
then
like Hobie's like shopping and. Mm-hmm. on Aram doing like his book reading and maybe visiting, like, I think he likes museums and all that cool artsy stuff too. Which reminds me, like, Aram has been posting as well on his Instagram.
Oh yeah, guys.
If you haven't heard.
Right.
Yes, they all have their own personal Instagrams.
Yes, after 8 years of not having their own Instagram, because they only had that official group big hit Instagram, which they like their company does right. for them,
along with their Weverse updates, right?
Right? Weverse and Twitter.
So they obviously know how to use Weverse.
Yes,
but I guess they kind of need some practice with Instagram,
right?
Particularly one member, Taeyang.
Oh, V.
Tae.
Yes.
So there was a big thing that happened where, like, because first off, just to give you guys everything that's going on, they all made their own Instagrams.
Right, when they announced it,
right? I think Big Hit announced that they're going to take a little mini break for themselves.
Oh, yeah. Which is kinda nice. I wanted to say, too, that this is going to be the first time that they can spend time with their families after, like, since their debut.
Oh,
this is
wow.
their first vacation with their family.
That's insane.
That's
8 years.
That's so sad.
It's like, oh, hi, mom and dad. I'm an adult now.
Right. Yeah. So that's nice.
And during that, so they're allowed to have their own personal Instagrams mm-hmm. finally, mm-hmm. which I'm sure everyone has been waiting for.
Yes.
And they're only like, there's no comments on their Instagrams except from each other because right. they kind of locked
restricted.
It except
yeah.
for that for between each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they only follow seven other accounts,
right?
Which is themselves and Big Hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with that said, keep that in mind. People are like obviously watching like hawks,
right?
Like, everything that's going on,
every move that they do,
every single second. So they caught V.
Poor V.
Who, unfortunately, or fortunately, for me, fortunately, because I am a Jenny stan.
No, it's not good, I don't think.
He followed Jenny from Blackpink. And then he realized he did. And he unfollowed her apparently like a few minutes later.
And then he ran to Weverse and was asking for help.
Asking for help on like how to get rid of recommended.
Yeah, because so he claimed that he accidentally followed Jenny because you know how Instagram has those recommended accounts? And then you can, I guess, accidentally press follow.
Well, he has big hands. And
yeah,
he does. It's confirmed because I have huge hands. And we went to the BT20, the Line store, right,
yeah.
in Hollywood prior to all this madness this is like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And my hands are almost as big as his.
Yeah, his fingers are just longer.
Yeah, so he has fat hands and fat fingers.
And
just
then
like sausage fingers.
Like, I want to defend him too because like I've accidentally followed people.
Of course, yeah.
Because like when you're scrolling, sometimes your thumb will just like click. And
right.
then because I'll be like, wait a second, I don't even know this person. Why am I following them? So I like unfollow.
Right. No, so I'm pretty sure
That's
it was
what
definitely
happened.
Like harmless.
He's probably like scrolling and then you know how the recommended shows up on your feed?
Yeah,
and
no,
then he scrolls.
I'm sure that's what happened. And then he probably didn't even know, like, once you press follow, it's, like, following them or, like,
right. he
notifications.
Panicked,
yeah, he panicked because he unfollowed her and Jimin.
Yeah.
Somehow, he unfollowed Jimin.
He's really
also.
Panicking. He's like, oh, my God.
And because Jimin, well, it makes sense, Jay, right? So it's
yeah.
close to Jenny.
Yeah, but he followed Jimin back.
Back, of course. So there's, like, all this, the internet and the media went nuts.
Went wild, yeah.
There was, like, it sucks because Jenny obviously didn't do shit. Like, she's like, just nothing happened to her. Like,
right.
she didn't do
she's
anything.
She's just like a.
But she was
innocent.
Receiving. She was just an innocent bystander.
Yeah, but then the thing is, like, she, of course, like, I knew this was going to happen.
Right. The crazy, crazy Sae-sungs and, like,
yeah.
all these, like,
possessive.
Angry, possessive
yeah.
fans and stans. They're, like, attacking her personal Instagram. And,
yeah.
like, just
they're
giving
like,
her
stay
hate.
Away, stay away from V, like, blah,
yeah,
like,
right.
and stuff like that. And it's like, she didn't even do anything.
She's like, oh, what's going on
yeah.
now? Like, what
that
happened?
That sucks.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what, I don't know, that's super funny to me. Because in my head, like, I love Blackpink and I love BTS. So, I do not mind if there is rumors, but the part that sucks is like all the people attacking
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, because I told Joko, I was like, there's no way that they can because they're going to get attacked.
Yeah, no, and the thing is too, it's like behind the scenes, you never know. Like, I'll bet you a lot of these, you know, all these idols
numbers,
probably
sure.
have each other's personal numbers, are friends,
yeah.
you know, have chatted with each other, probably like go to each other for like help or like,
yeah.
you know, talking for like guidance.
The thing is though that like it's always okay like in the public eye if it's like boy and boy friendship with other groups and girl friendship. But if it's like the opposite sex,
Right.
That's okay. Yeah,
it has to be like private. So I'm sure that's why they have their own private like lives behind the scenes of everything that we know.
Right.
And see. But in my head too, like the thing with V, it's like, sure, it's like I know it shows recommended, but the thing when you look at Instagram's like whatever shows up in your recommended is based off
what you're looking at. So he's been looking at Blackpink things for sure.
And I think
a lot of it was Lisa, right?
I didn't really know this until I saw this recent video. I don't know if it's true or not, but also like he was when he posted like how do you take off the recommendation stuff. I guess like he kind of showed his screen, and I guess there was a bunch of Lisa. Like it was like Rose, Jenny, then a bunch of Lisa, La Lisa.
Yeah,
everywhere.
So it's like
so this man has been doing research or something,
right? Because your smartphone knows what you're looking at, because like all our recommendations are like what we look at.
But and then it's so funny because it's like I think of it as like he's like a, just like an uncle or old man that like was curious and was like looking at stuff. Because that's how he is to his personality. Right. He's like an old, like a grandpa. Like, RM is a grandpa to me, too.
I know.
The way he is. But
what's even more funny is that before, like, they made these Instagrams, I guess, Tae had made a comment to Yoongi. Because Yoongi was, like, asking, like, oh, how do we use Instagram? God,
yeah.
And then Tae was like, you should watch a tutorial on YouTube.
And it's like, look who's
and,
talking.
And, like, Tae, no, actually, you should watch a tutorial.
I'm sure the members are, like, probably, like,
teasing and making fun of him
so much after this. And, yeah, so, I mean, because he's been super active. He posted
actually,
his...
Actually, all of them have been.
They all have been. Like, been doing their own
things.
It's like
a new
toy. What you would expect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like they're all learning something new for the first time, except for a few members who seem pretty good with it already.
Yeah.
I would say...
Namjoon.
RM for sure, because he's, like, doing artsy pictures, stories. J-Hope, of course, with his cool, like, artsy selfies and
his
artsy
very,
stuff.
Like, what is that style that he's doing? Like, his aesthetic...
Yeah, so aesthetic, so hipster.
Yeah, hipster. And then RM's is very, like, aesthetic,
right,
too.
Like, artsy-fartsy, kind of, like, modern aesthetic. And then Jungkook, because apparently he had made his Instagram in 2016 and has never used it. He just wanted the name, I guess.
Of the
which
name.
Which, if you haven't seen, it's the letters J and K missing from the alphabet.
It's, like, the whole freaking alphabet,
so
except for JK.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, __,
LMNOP, YZ.
Yep. So good for him that he got that. That's a long one.
His,
how did Jin get Jin?
I think someone gave him that.
But then look at RM. Not RM. Look at Jimin. He got J.M.
Yeah. It like is it allowed to have like only three letters?
I don't know.
For our usernames?
I don't think so. That's why they were granted permission or something. They probably like Big Hit probably had Instagram on the line, like, of course we could do this for you or something, you know?
Yeah, so I follow this account. It's like a fan account that's Jimin. Like, it has the name Jimin.
Right.
And it sucks because that account, after the real Jimin opened up his account, we're like, you should give him his name. Like,
People were saying,
yeah,
attacking
her.
Of course.
It sucks, but it's, she's like, I've had this account since, like, they first debuted, or, like, even before they debuted. And it's just like, I'm supporting him. Like, why am I getting hate? That kind of sucked.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are crazy when it comes to like, I think it's even more for this, like the K-pop world and community. It's something I know there's like possessive fans when, you know, before K-pop, like I listened to a lot of rock and like hip-hop and stuff. But this is like a totally crazy
level. I know.
This is its own. Yeah. This is its own world. Like of how serious and how butthurt and how like crazy and sensitive
obsessive,
fans.
Possessive,
yeah, that's the part of the word. Yeah, those are the two. Those are two better words than the ones I said. But yeah, well, let's just hope for the best. It's just funny because I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah, because I mean, I tell Joko all this stuff like with previous groups too that happened, like people getting like death threats, and then even like they're getting sent like death threats in blood.
Oh man, it's insane.
When
like,
groups used to period blood. Jesus, oh, like pubic hair.
It's so
I'm like,
gross.
What the heck? People are nuts.
So yeah, please do not do that. We do not condone that. Also, I like Haley knows this, like in the long time ago. I used to follow like Liz Cook because I was like Lisa and Jungkook. So it's like it was funny because I've seen it's called Taeni for Jennie and Taehyung. Taehyung and I feel like They both look really good, though. Like, V has been looking sexy as AF.
Oh, my goodness, this man. Like, even in his, like, Squid Game costume, like when he took off the mask and his little nose was red, I was like, oh, my God, well, how can he still look
like,
so sexy?
He has, like, a flawless face.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I love Jin. Jin is my bias. But damn, are you sure Jin's the worldwide handsome one now?
Yeah, V, I don't know.
I mean, his face. I think after he changed his hairstyle from that weird, flat-haired bowl hair. Cut to, his, poofy what they do now. Hair, like, giving him all that volume and, forehead slick backs.
Oh, my goodness.
Which they should also give back to Jin, too.
Right.
I really like Jin
forehead
with forehead.
Jin, yeah.
And I miss Dad Hat Jin from Save Me. He looks so good. Damn. He looks like a fuckboy. Fuckboy Jin. But Jin's account has been funny because he's just posting food. His stuff that he's cooking and eating, which
exactly
is what
we
would
thought.
Expect.
Yeah, we were like, I think he's going to post food.
So it's been kind of what you expect from all the members. And even Yoongi is barely on it, which is what you'd expect from him.
The funny thing with Namjoon's one was that he took a picture of him taking a picture of a cat and he tagged Yoongi.
Of course. And and also with Jungkook, we know for sure he knows how to use it because this man has highlights.
Yeah. The story highlights.
Story
means,
highlights.
Not hair highlights.
Although his hair is now silver.
Yes.
So he looks like Gojo.
Oh my
with
gosh.
With his hair down.
Yes.
But that's another story as Haley is zones
fantasizing
about this cosplay, I guess. But yeah, because he has highlights on his Instagram, so this man knows what he's doing. And I mean, there's just a lot of things going on BTS wise, but it's been so much fun.
It's crazy though, because they're like, we're gonna take a break. We don't get no fucking break.
The fans,
as fans
get no breaks at all.
Oh my god, they're
more
like
work.
On Instagram.
You fans are on overtime.
Oh,
you're on the clock all day.
Yeah, they're always releasing stuff. They released their new Christmas pictures, and then now they're gonna do the.
There was even the Christmas version of Butter.
Oh my god! Yeah.
By the way, I don't know. We probably talked about it, but man, their Dynamite and Butter live, their performances. Ugh. That was Butter is my top three songs by them, and it was amazing. It's so good.
Right.
I was
energy
melting.
Energy is just. So good.
Day 3 live. Energy in general, I felt was the best energy out of the ones we went to. And from what we've heard, because we went to a gin event,
at a local
boba milk tea shop in Orange County, and it was called Gintendo.
Yeah, it was for his birthday. Because
it's his birthday, yeah, right after the concerts. And they had this really cool design for gin. He was in Super Mario. But we talked to a lot of the vendors there that were selling excellent art.
Yes.
That was really great.
Oh my god.
Some of the best BTS local art I've seen. Prints and everything.
I bought a lot of stuff.
Haley bought a lot of half of the stuff. Because someone else had to buy the other half of the stuff.
I was here, this is for my Christmas present.
Oh boy.
Birthday.
So I got reeled into that one. Mm-hmm. No, but a lot of them went to three or four of the days.
Right.
And it seems like they really enjoyed day three a lot too.
Right. I think a lot of weird and random stuff happened.
Yeah. And then day four, a lot of people enjoyed it because it's the last
four.
One. And
I
of course,
really wish we could have gone.
But day three was still nonetheless really good to go to. So I'm glad we took part in that. And yeah, we got cup sleeves from the event and some really cool prints.
Yes.
And it was just really cool. Support your local art vendors and local milk tea spots. I know there's a lot of it's happening a lot everywhere lately. They're having local events for different K-pop groups. Remember we saw one for at another one in Orange County.
Yeah, it was for 17.
17,
I think.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there, you never know. There's always something going on, and it's not just BTS. Yeah, 17.
Yeah.
EXO, ATEEZ, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, talking about you know how we were talking. About, V seeing, Jennie's thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to it really quick, because I really feel like he's genuinely a Blackpink fan. Because if you watch the old award shows, him, Jungkook, they're singing
they
to it.
Yeah.
And if anything...
Even Jin. Remember, he was dancing.
If anything, Jin, I feel like, is a Twice fan. He knows all the Twice dances. And he's always, when Twice is performing at, the award shows, I remember seeing videos. He's, the one that knows all the lyrics and is dancing TT and all these...
Actually, yeah, I feel like all of them do, though.
They're all
when
fans
they're on
of each
those,
other,
yeah,
to
the
be
variety
honest.
Shows, and they tell them to do girl dances,
and then
they
know
them.
It. And it's the opposite. Twice knows, the BTS ones. And they've, they've been paired up for, if anyone hasn't seen these videos, just look it up. You can find it on YouTube. There's a lot of videos where, they present together. Mm-hmm. And because there's a lot of shows prior to the pandemic. Because this is all prior to the pandemic.
Yeah.
Where they interact with each other. Blackpink is standing next to, BTS. Mm-hmm. And, they bow to each other.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting seeing, all, the type of...
Interactions
they have between the groups. Which I hope we will see again next year, hopefully.
Hopefully. Oh, well, mm-hmm. next year, BTS is going to have a tour.
Yeah, so far, all we know is
Korea.
Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
But not just that. Next year is also Twice. Yeah. Twice is world tour. And
well, is it really a world tour?
So far, it seems like
Korea and then
and
us.
North America. Not even North America, just United States
yeah,
of America.
Yeah, so crazy.
Yeah, so they'll be here in California for two days. Tickets go on sale for the U.S., I guess.
This Friday.
So when we're recording December 10th, tomorrow, because this comes out on Thursdays. New episodes every Thursday, so please tune in. And I'm hoping we get some really good tickets.
Yes. I don't understand why they're only having one show and it's at the Forum, which is way smaller
than
SoFi.
Why couldn't they just do SoFi? I don't understand that either. JYP, you were here. You should know better. He was at SoFi watching one of the football games.
That's why
games.
I thought that it was going to be at SoFi.
Son of a
the
bitch.
The Forum is small.
Yeah, that was disappointing to hear that.
I feel like, and then Twice is so big. Like
they don't. I think they underestimated their popularity.
Right.
Because they could definitely sell out. I mean, BTS sold out 4 days at SoFi. Mm. I'm pretty sure Twice could sell out one day.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
It should be okay.
Even two.
So now we're stuck at the Forum for Twice, which is going to suck in terms of the ticket sales because it's a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot older. This is where the Lakers in the 80s played. Like,
yeah. The last show. Time that we went to the Forum was G-Dragon's concert. I think it was that 2017.
Right.
Holy shit, 2017.
That's insane. But yeah, that was really good too, seeing G-Dragon perform. Mm-hmm. That was my first K-pop.
Yes,
K-pop
it was.
Concert experience.
Yeah, it was.
Damn, isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. I can flex on everyone saying, I saw G-Dragon.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't seen him.
And I mean, we're going to we'll see Monsta X hopefully next year. But yeah,
that's also February too, right?
Yeah. So Twice, we're looking forward to that because Twice is also in February.
February 16?
16. You're right. February 16, which is a Wednesday. And then they go to Oakland, which is in San Francisco Bay Area, 2 days later on the 18th, which is Friday. So we will find out.
Yeah, depending on if we can get
good
tickets.
The ticket gods have blessed us with something. And that's pretty much it. I feel like, oh man, we do kind of... There's like I said, just because I said in the beginning, there's like a new group that also... debuted. I mean, there's a lot of K-pop groups that always debut that we don't even know about,
every
right?
Freaking
the only
day.
Reason why I bring this up, one of our friends, Byron, kind of brought it up, and I've seen it, but it slipped my mind. But the only reason I want to talk about it is because they're the first group, I think female, or maybe the first, first female group to win, first place in one of these music shows.
Yeah, they're brand new.
In the first 7 days. So that was the fastest that they got first place. I don't even, because they're the first one. They beat Blackpink and a lot of Twice, especially. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they won stuff first place, maybe a couple weeks after.
Mm.
But yeah, they won first place. They're called IVE. IVE. All
and
capital
then,
letters.
And they're the same company as Monsta X, right?
Yes, they are Starship Entertainment. So I bet their English is probably good.
That's true.
Because Monsta X is English. They had that English album and their English is pretty damn good.
Right.
So I'm sure they might have a few members that are pretty good with English. Mm-hmm. And
speaking of English, though, I feel like BTS got really good.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
They were
you gotta
doing
give
all
props
their speeches
to
in English
Jungkook
for us.
Especially, I feel like did a crazy crash course because he was doing a lot of English talking during their performances. And the, I think the only... Actually, all of them.
Yeah, they all spoke English for us.
Yeah.
Even if it was a small
even
amount. Even
Suga was the least
Yoongi,
amount.
But
then
he did.
He did. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Obviously, Jimin knows how to spell his name.
Right. He's so proud.
Oh, boy. And then he actually said a sentence or something after that.
Yeah, no, they did their speeches. Talk. Yeah, in English. Even Jungkook's one, it kind of made me want to cry. Because even if it wasn't in English, I was oh, he's trying so hard.
So it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure IVE, there's six members in this group.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty young, though. I think the youngest one is 14. And then the oldest is 17. So, I mean, that's cool.
I mean,
it's kind of getting down there.
Yeah, that's because I age. Always tell Joko, I was man, I think. Who is it? Is it NHYPEN or TXT? I was that's my cutoff group because they're getting way too young now.
Yeah, I think this might have to... I don't even know if I'm allowed to. It's illegal for me to stand this.
I know.
So I will stop at... Aespa is good because the youngest is Ning...
19.
Yeah, she's 19.
Yeah.
And then, because Karina is 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we know Jennie and them are already hit like Jisoo's like 28.
Right, right.
They're so like they're older. They're like already like, it's crazy because they're only like a few years away from me.
Right.
So like, what is that? Like, yeah, Jisoo's like 4 years away from me. So that's not too bad. I don't feel too bad because Jin is like 2 years away from me too. Mm-hmm. So, they're in my age range.
Not me.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell the world.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. We'll talk. Oh man, that was all K-pop already.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
That's much.
Almost 40 minutes already of K-pop. I wanted to talk about Genshin because Ito is finally coming out.
My bae.
Our bae.
Okay, our bae.
I definitely want him to. If you're pulling on Ito, I feel like you don't need to get him constellations. He might be really okay to use without it.
Yeah.
Compared to like Raiden, you'd probably want like her C2 because of the defensive ignore. It's okay if you don't have it.
I was like, I only have Raiden.
It doesn't matter. I'm just, yeah, like in terms of like, especially for like 4-star characters, you should always try to get the C6 because they're more easily attainable compared to these five stars. And a lot of the 5 stars, like a big example, Zhongli.
Oh, yeah.
You'd want him C2 because he could do double pillars plus when he uses his burst, which you could use a lot. Like if you load him up with a little bit of energy recharge, he could just keep shooting meatballs from the sky.
Right.
And whenever that happens, he shields up the whole group with his really crazy jade shield.
But you don't like, need him insane. To as like C6?
No, you just need him C2. If you want to get him C6, it's even more insane because he'll heal you.
Oh.
So the jade shield that you have, when you get damage from it...
You get healed?
You get healed for whatever the damage is being... Fuck? So it's basically you're invincible if you have...
I want Zhongli!
Which is insane. That's rerun? Really,
damn it.
I know. Everyone thinks that there might be a rerun soon.
No, people are saying now it's going to be Zhao.
We don't know. No, that's Zhao is going to be with... Ganyu.
Mm-hmm.
But there's apparently people think that there's going to be a third rerun for Zhongli soon. Maybe like a couple months after. Oh, it's already
his third rerun?
Yeah, because I came in and I got him C2 on his second.
Oh, gosh. I'm so behind.
So just, you have a lot to save. Back to Ito. Mm-hmm. So... I would say get his
weapon
because his weapon is the one, because Ito is based off defense percent.
Mm.
And of course, whenever you're dealing damage, you'd always want to get a lot of crit damage percent.
Mm-hmm.
So stack up on that as well. But he'll have a ton of defense percent on him and he'll have high defense. And his weapon gives you, I think, 30 or 40% of that into damage.
Mm.
So whatever his defense, like 30 or 40% of the defense will go... act into actual damage. So if you have a ton of defense, he's gonna hit like a rock.
I wonder who's gonna be on his banner. He's the 5-star, right?
Yeah, he's the 5-star. We'll see. I think it's Garu.
Oh yeah, Garu.
So I think that's gonna happen. As well as his trailer just dropped like the other day, and it's interesting because I think they had Ayato finally talking, which is Ayaka's brother, older brother.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know exactly who the voice actor is. I'm confused because we got something from our friend who said it was one person, and then I saw another post that was another, and then I saw another post that was saying it was the same as what Byron had told us. Then I saw another one again saying the one I thought it was.
We'll just have to wait.
So I really think we just have to wait for the Japanese one because they're big names in the Japanese, especially the other one I read.
Mm-hmm.
And who's I think Ito's he's going to be Hydro.
Oh.
For the English, for Ito
not English.
I don't remember the Japanese one.
Oh, I thought it was someone.
Never mind. Is someone. It always is someone. No, he's like he's an artist.
Oh, that's right.
He sang like a lot, like Gundam Seed songs and
so
stuff.
A singer.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty interesting that they got him for that, for Ito. And Ayato is going to be Hydro. We don't know.
Dang it.
People say he might be Claymore. It's either Claymore or Sword. We'll see.
I was like, I want Cryo.
But yeah, I know. Just wait for Ayaka. Hopefully they have an Ayaka rerun because I want her C2 so bad. I want that, like, I want the triple tornado because it does insane damage.
Right.
And yeah, there's no room for anime.
Okay.
So we'll end it here today because there's no way we could fit anime. So looking forward to Ito, you know, finally pulling him. Because of all the events and the banners that we've been just, you know, flying through and ignoring, I have over 22,000 primos.
I have 23.
Isn't that insane?
But I hope that's fucking enough.
I know. That's the thing. It's like, I think I might do single pulls to get it instead of like wasting away. Because every 10 pulls, no matter what, you're going to get a 4-star or higher.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in terms of like pulling a 10 versus a 1, a single pull, it won't make a big difference.
Yeah, as long, we'll see.
And some people get more lucky with one or the other, too. Mm-hmm. So it just really depends on your luck and how you feel. I say pull when you feel the most positive.
I think I've always done, like, 10 pulls.
Mine is, like, both.
But so, then, like, for my single pulls, I got, like, Yanfei.
See? So that's why it just depends. Like, my Zhonglis were, like, all single pulls.
Oh.
I think maybe one was a 10 pull. And then, like, after that, though, Raiden was all 10 pulls when I got Raiden. So
yeah, because you had to hurry
really
up and get
it
her.
It really depends. I feel like, though, to be honest, it's just you have to believe. You have to be positive. If you have a, if you've had a shitty day and you don't believe in yourself or you're negative, just do not pull.
People were pulling at the freaking BTS concert. Because they felt lucky. Oh, they got a 5-star.
Oh, see, then perfect. See, so, see, you just have to do it when it, you know, you're happy, you're at your happiest peak or your most positive peak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel like I do it. And I also do it, like, usually the first day, too. Like, right when the banner comes out.
Right.
I feel like that first, like 5 to 10 minute window is, like, super lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another time to do it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to finally getting Ito. He looks really interesting.
Yes.
He's a very interesting character.
Yes.
And he doesn't even use stamina when he attacks. He uses, like, these, like, charges. So we'll have to learn more as we finally get to play with him.
It's funny because, like, his character was, like, put as, like, a meme. But I feel like his character is, in the game, is actually, like,
he's, like
that.
Really goofy and, like, playful.
Like,
and
they
he
were
is,
right
like, a meme.
About it,
So, it's, we're gonna find out soon enough. And I'm super excited to finally play him. I have a lot of those Ascension materials, except for the Beatles, ready to go. So, I'm ready. I'm ready, though. So.
I'm not.
Of course. Haley always likes playing the catch-up game.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, no anime this week because, for obvious reasons, there's no more time.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of BTS today. A lot to take in. A lot of Shachi and
Shachi.
Instagram stuff. So, thank you for joining us. If you've been enjoying our interesting chats about K-pop and BTS and everything else, please give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is on the platforms we are on. Catch us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, probably wherever you listen to podcasts in general. Again, every Thursday we have new episodes. We are the Permission to Stand podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next episode. So thanks for joining us and enjoy. And as
peace.
Always,
peace.
Peace. Peace out.
Chumchi.
Chumchi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.